Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center. www.imemc.org for Monday, August 2nd, 2010. Israel agrees in principle to a UN probe of the flotilla fiasco, and tit-for-tat attacks continue between Hamas and Israel. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. The top seven ministers in Israel's cabinet decided that it should participate in the UN's international probe into the attacks on the Gaza Freedom Flotilla at the end of this past May. The agreement to participate would be a number of firsts for the State of Israel. It would mark the first time they have participated in international examination of the activities of its military, as well as the first time that they would be represented on a committee dealing with its activities. Israel will continue to negotiate the finer details and process of any investigation, and the full international investigation will likely only come after internal investigations by separate Turkish and Israeli committees are completed. Rocket fire today hit the home of a member of the Hamas movement in Deir al-Balah refugee camp, central Gaza, injuring 42 civilians. There were no deaths. Medical sources in Gaza have claimed that the State of Israel is the source of the attack. Israel is denying any involvement. Also early Monday morning around 8 a.m., five rockets were launched from the Egyptian Sinai eastward. They hit the southern Israeli port of Eilat and its neighboring Jordanian city of Aqaba. Four men in the Jordanian city of Aqaba were wounded, one critically. The critically injured man succumbed to his wounds and passed away later in the day. No injuries were reported in Eilat. Israel also abducted 11 civilians throughout the West Bank in the early morning hours. The civilians were from Bethlehem, Ramallah, Nablus, Hebron, and Tubus. Israeli forces also destroyed the land of a Palestinian farmer in Al-Baqa village, who is also a leader in the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine. Soldiers upturned the land of Badrin Jaber, destroying current plantings and its irrigation Monday morning. They also beat and detained two of his relatives after trashing his home. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center. For constant update, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Brian Ennis.